Welcome back to The Hat Trick, the live cricket betting show brought to you by cricket-betting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. It's IPL time, the most important betting event of the year. And this is the first of two preview shows on the IPL. Our second show will reveal the outright winner. We'll look at the outright market, but this time we're looking at top run scorer and top wicket taker. Two great markets to play. We've got a hat trick of tipsters again this week with Manish there finding the best stats angles. John Wright, the former odds compiler, to tell us how the odds are put together and finding the angles. And a warm welcome to Richard finding the best special bets. Our bookmaker this week is 1xBet. Do check out cricket-betting.com for all your IPL needs throughout the tournament. We're going to get this done in 15 minutes. Top tournament run scorer for IPL: Jaiswal 9, Kohli 10, Gill, winner last year, Gaikwad the same price, Warner 11, Rahul, former winner at 12, Butler 13, and Rohit the same price. Those are some select prices. John, coming to you first. Potential big numbers to look at in this market, but how do you price it out? What are you looking for?
Always looking for an opener, Ed. I mean, if you look at the previous winners of this particular market, and definitely the ones that finish in the top five or six are usually openers, usually face the most amount of balls. Also, pedigree in this tournament, people that have played in India before, maybe played for other franchises. But I think you're looking for a solid opener that knows how to play the power play, can score up over 100, a strike rate of well over 100. Yeah, if you look at the previous winners, a lot of them are at the top of the order. I mean, Kohli in 2016 broke the record of was to get 976 runs. He opened the batting with Chris Gayle. So I think you need an opener.
Only two winners in the history of the IPL have not been an opener on this market. Manish, what do the stats say?
Yeah, stats absolutely go with that. And the reason behind that is the opener gets time to settle in, even in a T20 game, which the luxury that the batters coming below the order, they don't have that luxury. So you will see 99% of the times it's the opener that's going to be the high scorer for the team. Here you can see why Yashasvi Jaiswal's stakes are so high. He has had an absolute of a marvelous series against England. He's batting over 700 runs in a test series. Most number of sixes, which is what matters in a T20 game. So he averaged 48 in the last season. So that's why his stakes are so high. Gill, Du Plessis, Kohli all average 50 in the last season. So Kohli at 10 is always on. He's well rested, batting well as ever, highest run scorer in IPL history. Other two people, I think KL Rahul averages 46, one in 2020. David Warner averages 41, one in 2019. Both of them have 400. So these are good bets. These are good bets at the top of the order, opening the innings for their respective franchises.
Yeah, people like Rahul and Warner will be criticised of scoring too slowly. Don't care
At
about that
times, yeah.
whatsoever. Yeah,
As
they
long
will
as
just.
they win the as long as they win the orange cap.
Yeah, they won't be striking at 140, but that doesn't matter for this kind of bet. Richard, who do you like, or maybe someone to avoid?
Well, I do like Gill. I do like Gill, actually. I know he's got the captaincy now, and there's an argument that that is going to add pressure to him. I think he's such an experienced campaigner. I don't think that will concern him. I think he'll consider that a responsibility that he can carry. Jaiswal, I liked, but I just think he's too short. He certainly has got the impetus at the moment, but I'm not sure that Rajasthan will go beyond the group stage. So that's why I discount them. So those two were my standouts. They're not long, I know, but I think you're always going to be in the game with Gill.
Always in the game with Gill. Right, it's hat trick time. The first hat trick of the show. We've got a double hat trick because we're doing top bowler as well for the tournament. I want a winner from each of you for top IPL tournament run scorer with 1xBet. John Wright, name and number, please.
Well, I'm going to go for a bit of value down the order. Not down the order, down in the betting. I'm going to go for Travis Head at 22-1. I think the Sunrisers are going to have a lot better season. They've bought well, they've acquired well. with Cummins as captain. I think they're the value in the outright market. And I think that Travis Head opening the batting with Agarwal, I think he'll get a lot of runs. People will say that he hasn't played enough IPL, but he did play for the RCB back in 2017. And who can forget the World Cup last year when he come to the World Cup in India, took it by storm, 100. I like Travis Head at 22-1 for a bit of value.
Manish.
I completely agree with John there, and I have a similar player, Rachin Ravindra, at 23. I think it's a good bet, but it's his first season, so we don't know how it would go. So I wouldn't go that far. I would say I'll stick with KL Rahul at 12.
Okay.
He got close. He won it in 2020. He was close last season. He actually got injured, so that's why he couldn't carry on. But he looked $1 million in the recent series. And he's one of those guys who plays slow, get runs, and then gets going. So I count on him to get some runs in every match.
Fantastic. So we've got Travis Head at 22s, Rahul at 12s. Richard, who is the top IPL tournament bat, please?
I think, as I said, Gil is the man for me. I think he's going to do it. I know it's tens. I know it's a little bit short, but always in the game with Gil. That's the phrase for today, clearly.
Yeah, great phrase. Always in the game with Gil. Always in the game with cricket-betting.com as well for all your IPL needs throughout the tournament. But let's move on to that three best bets for top IPL wicket taker. I've always found this a trickier market, but let's see what the guys think. One expert have Stark, Mitchell Stark at Kolkata at 9. Bumrah back with Mumbai Indians fit again at 11. Siraj at 13. I can put a big red line through that. It's a stinker of a price. Bolt 17. Patarana 17. Rabada 21. These are select prices, perhaps hinting at the bias that I think is where the market is dominated with your death bowlers. Am I right about that, Manish? What type of bowler wins this market? We did see spinners win it two seasons
So,
back, I think.
yes. So there have been three spinners overall, one in every decade of IPL so far. So Pragyan Ojha in 2010, Imran Tahir in 2019, and Yuzvendra Chahal in 2022, a couple of years back. And I think the reason behind this is spinners don't get to bowl those death overs where you get kind of cheap wickets, which a seamer gets to bowl at. And that I think that's the only reason. Otherwise, I think spinners have had as much impact in IPL as the seamers have so far. And
John
I would
Wright.
also like to
Sorry, let's carry on.
welcome back Mitchell Stark. His greatest ability is to take the pitch out of the equation. He could be lethal, especially in the night games. So welcome back.
Welcome back, Stark. Stick with Stark, maybe. John Wright, presumably you'd be keen on a bowler who goes deep in a tournament because this could be won by 24 wickets beating 23. So you need as many games as possible, don't you?
Definitely. You want someone that's going to be fit, play all the games, goes deep in the tournament. And I agree with Menish, you need to be a death bowler. Usually a death bowler gets cheap wickets at the end of the innings. You know, he could bowl well at the start and be very unlucky in the power play, but he comes on at the death last two overs and gets cheap wickets. So for me, a death bowler is someone that you need to be looking at. Yeah, I mean, I think the market's very wide open, and I could see many people winning it. I would tend to go with the seamer. I know the last few years, you know, you've had Chahal, you've had a few spinners that have bowled particularly well, but I definitely would go for a seamer purely because of those death overs.
Richard, death or glory?
Are you talking philosophically or in terms of the IPL? Yeah, I think you're asking for my tip directly or.
Just give me a view on what you think about the market, and then we'll go to your
Yeah,
standout bet in a bit.
I do think it's wide open. I do think it's wide open. It's interesting that the top three last year came from one team, which I found fascinating. And it tends to be, I think the last player, sorry, no, Rabada won it a few years ago, but this tends to be won by Indian subcontinent bowlers or Asian bowlers in particular. So I'm not looking a lot wider than that. I would say I think this is trickier, and I'm not sure. You know, you guys look at the numbers a little bit more than I. However, they are telling us specifically Asian bowler and someone with experience within the tournament as well.
Just a word on Bumrah as well. He's going to be well backed. Do just bear it in mind that Mumbai may well rest him at some stage. If they're going very well, look like they're on course for a top two finish, don't be surprised if Bumrah has a bit of a rest at some stage in the tournament. Let's get on to the second hat trick of the show in reverse order this time. Richard Manish and then John Wright, please. Richard, coming straight back to you for your best bet with 1x bet for top IPL tournament bowler, please.
Bishnoi, Ravi Bishnoi at 17s. I quite like young leggy. I know the stats may not be for him, but I see some momentum in the way that he's progressing in the IPL. So Bishnoi at 17s.
Bishnoi to do the business for Richard. Manish, where are you going for your top tournament bowler bet?
I would have gone with Bumrah, but as you said, he might be rested at some point of time in the tournament. He will have a decisive impact, but he might not play all the games. So with that, and I also want to go with an Indian bowler here because those are the ones who get all the games to play. So I would go with Siraj at 12 for RCB.
Manish supports RCB, you'd never know. John Wright. Mitchell, start for you. He's another one that could be rested, actually, John, but
Yeah, well,
you going to
I do
go with
like
an Indian
Mitchell.
player?
Yeah, I do like Mitchell Starc. Very short in the betting. I'm going to go a bit further down. If you look at this guy's stats, he's unbelievable in IPL. Trent Bolt, he's played for a lot of franchises. He's now a white ball T20 specialist. New Zealand, he'll just play white ball now. His record in this is unbelievable. He's played 88 games, got 105 IPL wickets. And also, if you look at it last year for Rajasthan Royals, he come back from injury, only played 10 games, still got 13 wickets. If you look at the makeup of the Rajasthan bowling attack, you got Ashwin, you've got Chahal, probably Zampa coming in reserve. You've got three good spinners. He will spearhead that seam attack. So I think that Trent Bolt, 16-1 each way, is definitely valued to win the purple cap and be a top bowler in the tournament.
Yeah, Bolt perhaps in best condition that he's ever been for this IPL, given that, as John said, he's not playing so much for New Zealand anymore. There you go. Some really big numbers there to play with. 1x bet for your top tournament run scorer and your top tournament bowler in the IPL. We're back next time to tell you who wins the tournament with our special hat trick on the IPL. Outright, I've been Ed Hawkins with Manish, John Wright. And Richard, quick update on your profit loss figures as we're recording those. Ben, who is not with us this week, minus 2.48, and Manish and John, early days, minus 5. Winners coming thick and fast, no doubt, very soon. Check out cricket-betting.com. That has been the double hat trick. We'll see you next time.